Hello, this is Kyle Jones. We are here with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries, where we rally together pagan myths, heathen myths, poetry, both Christian and pagan, histories, languages, philology, all sorts of ologies and studies to show that as far back as we can go in time, all things were directed, pointing, and signaling the coming of the Christ and who he would be. Well, today, we're going to take a little derivation from our almost Crustean approach to the Silmarillion by J.R. Tolkien, and we are going to plot a little land so we can cultivate with the study of King Arthur. And for a while, I probably will go back and forth between Arthuriana, or the study of the fantasies of Arthur and his history as well, the Gospels written in the stars, and the Silmarillion. We'll do a little triangulation, if you will, of myths to fact. But today, we're covering the solar or Astara gods, if you will, small g, that point to the Christ through the mythology of Arthuriana, or the study of Arthur and his fantasy or phantasmagoria. Very early in the Middle Ages, the circumpolar constellations became identified with Arthur, for the Great Wain, or our Big Dipper, makes the circle of the heavens around the pole star once every 24 hours and bears down upon North Britain. Arthur's name may have come from that of Arcturus, the orange star of the first magnitude, that crosses the summer sky and disappears below the eastern horizon on Halloween. By extension, Arthur became known as Sagittarius, the archer. Also, he became known as a great teacher with many youthful proteges, including Gawain, Lancelot, and Percival. As Sagittarius, his festival fell upon the ancient Celtic feast of autumn, that is, Samhain, or what we would say, Samhain in the proper Irish dialect, or again, upon Halloween. Thus, Arthur made the circle back to his stance as great father of mankind, the god of the dead who opened the tombs at the fall equinox, as the sun crossed the equator. If Arthur rode across the sky with his pointed hat upon his head, astride his magical horse, then Gawain could also become Ares, the ram at the spring equinox. Percival could become Pisces during the epigonal days at the end of each calendar year, or the 12 days of Christmas, and Lancelot, always associated with the red lion, could become Leo, the lion in the height of summer, with the sun on the Tropic of Cancer. Very soon, the other characters of Arthur's court fall into the other of the modern 12 houses of the zodiac. This brings us back to Arthur's birth as Hercules, his 12 battles as 12 labors, and the Welsh poem, the Prodeu Anwen. Hercules also harried hell, wresting treasures from the earth, which jealously guards them underground. From the god of hell, says an Irish fairy tale, Arthur stole the horse and the dog, which he gave to Ireland alone for that land to domesticate. Well, for today, I'm going to rally this back to its sum to say that I believe the study of Arthur as solar god is nothing more than many of the various vagaries, but summations of mythology within the pockets of culture necessary to understand at their era, at their semiotic relation, the type of Christ to come. And I do believe to the Dark Ages, and possibly earlier than that, Arthur was a type of depiction to the pagan as to the Christ that would come. I do believe that the agricultural gods are in relation or in tethering to the solar gods as one and the same. That is to say, that which is in obedience of the laws of heaven, is an obedience to the laws of the earth. And many people took on this belief that whatever they did on the ground was directly correlated to that which was written in the heavens. Well, today I'll finalize this. I want to say thank you very much. This is Kyle Jones, and I'm enjoying our daily devotions as all things signal and point to the Christ Messiah, our ultimate and only Savior. Thank you.